Companies are paying more for health insurance this year, lots more. That's the finding of an annual survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation and the Health Research and Educational Trust. The survey asked thousands of businesses about their health plans. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on the results.
Drew Altman, head of the Kaiser Family Foundation, says this year's numbers are grim.
I wish I had a lot of good news to report, or at least some good news, but there isn't a lot of good news here.
Altman says he was surprised that there were increases in every category.
The cost of health insurance premiums overall up 12.7%, the largest increase in over a decade. Single coverage for workers, $95 more a year, a 27% increase. Family coverage for workers, $283 more per year, a 16% increase. What about deductibles? In-plan deductibles?
Every day, Susan Rash has to pass along this kind of bad news to companies. Rash is a benefits consultant in Richmond, Virginia.
When I deliver those 15 to 20 to 25% rate increases, they're ready to kill the messenger, which is me.
It's even harder when companies ask her to explain the changes to workers.
I will stand up there and do meetings, and I will watch. It's just awful. You just see the disappointment in the eyes of these people who have just got a raise, and they realize, they're come up to you afterward, and they go, I just lost my raise. You know, everything I just got is going to be taken away because of this increase in insurance. What can we do?
The increases aren't just hitting small and mid-sized companies like the ones Rash deals with. They're hitting companies like Xerox, which has 45,000 employees. Benefits Director Larry Becker says in 2001, the company was facing a $40 million increase.
Going into the year 2002, we were looking at about $50 million. This year, going into 2003, we're looking at $65 million worth of increases if we did nothing.
Becker says years ago, health insurance was called a fringe benefit. No one calls it that anymore. It's no longer a trivial cost. Xerox, like all big companies, is trying to figure out how to provide benefits without going broke. Becker says one of the key steps is to get workers to adjust their expectations.
It can no longer be what I call the buffet mentality of healthcare. I pay my $15 and it's, you know, all the healthcare and services I can get, because you know what everybody does is a buffet. We overeat.
So Xerox is making workers pay more for brand-name drugs. So are other companies. The Kaiser survey shows that 57% now have a three-tier pricing system for drugs, double the percent just 2 years ago. Xerox has special programs for people with diabetes and other chronic conditions to help them control their illnesses and high costs. Xerox, like a handful of other small and large companies, is experimenting with an insurance plan where workers pay lower premiums, but also pay much of their own health care costs. The Kaiser survey finds that companies are experimenting with lots of changes, but Drew Altman suspects it won't be enough.
Those little steps that employers will take and that government will take will have some impact on the rate of increase. It would be higher without those, but we have no big new answer, no big new reform on the table, and the rate of increase will continue to march upwards.
Some health analysts say we've brought it on ourselves to some extent. HMOs and other forms of managed care could have held down costs by limiting access to care, but physicians and patients were opposed to many of the rules, so the plans had to ease up on cost-saving measures. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.